It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It seems likely at this point the Marlins are going to be looking to move him, which is just ridiculous. I mean, the Marlins should just fold up shop.
They're a joke.
Every time they get a good player, it's going to be about moving him. Now, Alcantara, just before we get into the details of what is being said here, he is under contract for this year, next year, and then there is a team option for 2027.
You got to give up. Before you even ask me the question, I think that that's three, possibly four top 10 prospects.
I mean, dude.
It's a massive haul.
And this is what I mean about the Marlins should be folding up shop. The guy, he's not hitting his free agency this year.
Yeah.
He's under control for two and a half seasons. I mean, I guess three if you count this year. This whole year, next whole year, and then the team option at $21 million, which is a freebie. So it's guaranteed you'd be picking that up. Even if he had an injury, you'd still rather pay him $20 million with the potential that he has at age 31. So anyway, you got him basically under control for 3 years. Let me get you some of the stuff from Puma here talking about this. I'm not going to read the whole thing word for word, but basically if Alcantara's available, the Mets will undoubtedly be paying attention. Let me get some quotes from some of the players here. This is Soto. Soto, quote, and I find it odd that Lindor chimed in on it saying it would be a Soto-like move if they could get him. And then you have Soto saying it would be one of the best trades that we could have. I know we have great pitching here, but adding a Cy Young winner like that would be huge. Soto did add it's going to take a lot to get him. Soto, again, if he goes to a team that has a chance to compete in the end, I think you're going to see who he is. He's doing that on a team that's no serious. So, I mean, this is a Soto. He's doing it on a team that has no serious chance to go to the playoffs, but he keeps trying and competing even without run support. Wherever he goes, whenever he goes to a winning team, you're going to see what Sandy Alcantara is capable of. Dude, I mean, these are like...
A very aggressive scouting report for somebody who's on another team.
Are you allowed to even do that?
Well, yeah, management couldn't quite do that. I don't think there's any sort of, you know, infringements on the tampering from a player perspective. You can say whatever you want. Maybe a little unethical.
All right.
Maybe not exactly well-received in the Marlins front office, but I don't think there's anything that could happen.
Feels weird. Now, Soto did compliment his own pitching staff, and we know what he would mean. Now, Alcantara, not just tied to potentially the Mets, also the Yankees. All right, so let's have the conversation, BT. Let's assume he becomes available. Mm-hmm. Let's assume both the Mets and Yanks want to go after him. From a Yankees perspective, I don't know if it's the right move because you just gave up a boatload to get Soto last year. You also invested heavily in money in the starting rotation. Are you now going to invest more resources, in this case, top prospect? Like, would you give up Lombard to get him?
That's one kid I don't want to give up.
But you would agree that it might
be a little different. Oh, yeah, you'd have to.
You probably
I don't know
would,
that
right?
I would, though.
Fair to talk about. And now, if it's not just a finance thing, a prospect thing, let's say the Yankees could go all in on Vlad Jr. or Kyle Tucker, maybe more likely next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tucker's going to be the guy.
Yep, I hope so.
All right, so... if the Marlins say, yeah, we'll give you Alcantara, but you got to give us Lombard as the centerpiece.
And I know the Yankees get Tucker.
Yeah.
That's different. Then you got
Well, you don't, you're not going to know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's a delicate dance. I would, listen, at the end of the day, I would be more inclined to give up somebody like Lombard for a position player, like maybe like a Vlad. Because these pitchers, you get one injury, you're done for the year.
That's the point, and we've been making this whole point. See, I think it's different for the Mets because they haven't invested a lot in starting pitching, whether it be prospect capital or finances. The Yankees have. It's a different story. Also, Alcantara, if you put him on the Yankees, would he help? Oh, of course he'd help any team. Is he the final piece? I don't look at him as being the final piece for the Yankees. I maybe would prefer a bat. I mean, we got to see how things shake out here. I do think Alcantara, you could argue, would be the final piece for the Mets, at least on paper right now. Again, you got to see how
Wait, hold on. I don't think you can make the argument that he's the final piece on paper for the Mets and not the final piece on paper for the Yankees.
See, but the Yankees already have an ace.
But if you, but he's hurt now.
No,
he's Fried. About Fried.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees
If you roll out Fried and Alcantara and say Schmidt heel, or I mean, that's you got a hit, obviously, and I know October's pretty random, but geez, that team, if they can't win a World Series,
I get it.
The Yankees are never going to win a World Series.
I'm not saying it wouldn't help them, but the Yankees, the Mets to me are lacking a true top of the rotation starter.
I agree with that.
The Yankees have, they had two, they currently have one. They have one, the Mets have none, which is why I think he's more important that the Mets go out there and get. I don't think it's imperative the Yankees go out there and make that.
Okay, move. I'm playing literally off what you said. So that hits me a little different there. What I would say is, I would say that he is more, I'd stop short of imperative, but along those lines, of an acquisition for the Mets to make sure they're absolutely a playoff team.
Well, I think they're going to be a playoff team anyway.
I picked them under 90.5, so that's consistent with what I thought. But what I'm saying is, like, again, the first thing you said, that's why I reacted the way I did. When you first said that Alcantara on paper makes the Mets more of a World Series team than the Yankees, I don't feel that at all.
No, I feel like the Yankees are better in the rotation right now than the Mets are, which would mean that they're better suited to go take on the Dodgers, let's say, based on their current rotation, assuming Heel comes back.
Okay.
Fried, Heel, Rodon, than the Mets would be right now, even if Manaea comes back to go against the Dodgers.
I would agree with that.
Okay, so that's all that I'm saying. Now, obviously, it would make the Yankees better.
Okay.
And so let's just focus from the Yankees' perspective for a second.
Mm-hmm.
It would make the Yankees better, clearly.
I think it would make anybody better. Make the Tigers get him with that 1-2 combination.
So that should go without saying.
Yep.
Then from a Yankees perspective, knowing that they've invested so many resources in that starting rotation already, Rodon, Cole, Fried, all money, sure.
Yeah.
Would you then be willing to, on top of that, give up the prospect capital it would take to get Alcantara in here?
It's hard to answer that now. Because by the time this trade is made, and I do believe he'll be dealt this year, I don't know. But at least I'll have probably two more months of information on what's Dominguez look like, who is truly Volpe, is Ben Rice real? I mean, to what degree? I'm not saying he's going to be Don Mattingly, but is he really truly viable? You know, is Austin Wells really as good as I think, and he's going to be an all-star? If you get more yeses to those questions than no's, then I'm a lot more willing to make it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If I don't love the way these young position players are trending, I'm not looking to get rid of a guy who, again, early reads seems very different than many of their recent prospects who play positions.
Okay. Now let's do the Mets side of things.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to give up the prospect capital necessary to go get Alcantara if you're the Mets?
Yes.
That's kind of what I'm saying. If not, you know what I mean?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
I got you.
The
I
Mets
you
are in a spot they it's not that they're more desperate, but they have a clear area of need in this particular department, which means if you ask me, would I give up Sproat, Jet Williams, what's it going to take? Probably that.
I think it'd take more than that.
Okay.
And with all those years that he's under contract?
All right. So
well, I said maybe four top 10 players.
All right, so I asked you Lombard, and you're saying,
I just happen to think he's a little different, like at a position that's going
to
be.
But you're entitled to say that. That's fine. If you ask me, give me the Mets' best guys. There's one guy that I wouldn't want to give up.
And Vientos.
No.
Oh.
He's an answer. Acuna. But if it's going to be the deal breaker, I do it.
Mm-hmm.
But so you name anybody that's in the Mets minor league system. I don't care which pitcher it is. Pick one of the pitchers. Pick your two players if you want. Jet Williams, you want, like I said, I wouldn't want to do it with Acuna, but I would if he were a deal breaker.
Yeah.
But I'd rather give up some of the other guys there. Gilbert, Jet Williams, whatever. You pick them, you could have them. I think the Mets are at that point
They need an arm like that. I don't disagree. You know, but the other thing too, Sal, like the money that the Mets have earmarked for Manaea, 2 years, that's going to be over before you know it.
Right.
Pete very well could opt out, and if he doesn't, after 2 years, in all probability, gone anyway. There's no money in the catcher right now. There's no money in center field. Soto, Nimmo by the time, even though maybe a little overpay, a little extra year, whatever, but it's not a horrendous. There's no money invested at third base. Like, you could give up a ton of prospects from a Mets perspective and then just go out and then redistribute some of the money that you have allocated toward players now, like Pete and some of the others, that are going to expire, and go out and buy yourself a position player or two, whether it's a Vlad, whether it's a Tucker, whether it's somebody else that eventually hits the market. Somebody always does.
Right.
That's why I think that's a pretty viable route for the Mets. They need another arm.
Yeah, and it's almost the perfect spot for them because they need a top arm. They need an arm, period, but they need a top arm. And what are you going to do with all these prospects? It's great to say, oh, yeah, they have all these guys. There aren't enough spots on the diamond. Could you argue that Jet Williams could be their center fielder at some point this year or next year? Maybe. Okay, but that's one spot. And to your point, if you trade him, then just go find a center fielder with your money in the offseason or figure out another way to do it. Look at second base. Look at the amount of guys that we're talking about. Beatty, Acuna, Jeff McNeil, Mauricio potentially. You're throwing Gilbert to the equation, not at second base, but you see what I'm saying?
Like,
there are not enough spots for everybody, which means that at some point, you're going to have to identify the ones that you believe are going to be starters at the major league level, and you're going to have to identify the ones that you are going to get rid of or use best as trade chips. That's why I think it's a perfect match for the Mets.
But there's always a limit on, even somebody like Cohen, but there's always a limit on what you are willing to do in terms of the ridiculous contracts. Like, the Yankees, you had to go out and get Soto, but you gave up Michael King to do it, okay? There's only so many Michael Kings in the system.
Right.
And when you start to give those players away, granted for an incredible talent, now Alcantara is not the pitching equivalent of Soto because there's just not as it's not quite the same. Alcantara is really good. Soto with certain things is all time with the on-base stuff. It's different. But I think you've got to be, and I think this is something Stearns will be great at. I think those first big trades, and I don't mean should we bring back Pete or those first big moves. Do we bring back Pete? Do we sign Alonso, Soto? Of course you try to sign Soto, obviously. I'm talking about the first massive trade that comes across his desk. I think he's going to be so adept and in tune with the minor league system, what they can't give up, what they think is overrated. I think that might be one of his best attributes, and he hasn't really started playing that game yet.